We desire a blessing out of God's word, and God looks into our heart. But he also looks at our conduct. Are we truly desirous to hear the living word? And he's desirous to give a blessing. We're going to direct our attention to a verse here in Mark chapter 14. Just a few words. It's verse 61, the first part.
Verse 61,
and he, that's Jesus Christ, and he held his peace and answered nothing. So he stayed quiet. He answered nothing. But you have to consider now with me as we go into this scenario. I want you to form a picture. Jesus Christ has been captured. And he has been brought to trial. I think you can imagine that if someone in your village has been captured, and you know that he is a very, has done very many bad things. And maybe 7 o'clock in the morning, a cry goes out in the village. They caught him! They caught him! What would you do? Would you go back to sleep? I think you would start gathering. I see you all running. And a big gathering coming. To see what's going to happen. Who is he? What does he look like? Who was it? Do I know him? What are they going to do? Right? Now this is the same idea. This is what's happening in
Jerusalem.
Many, many people have come together. They have captured the Lord Jesus Christ. They have taken him, and there is so much that has been stirred up. Many false witnesses come to testify against him. And we know later on, the people say, crucify him, crucify him. We know that as Lord Jesus has been captured and brought there, that there is an intense commotion happening. Most people don't even know what's really taking place. You know what's happening? There's a lot of other people who are actually coming to the common people. And they're bribing
people.
They would say, do you believe that he is terrible? That he did these things? Terrible things? But you know what? Most of them said, I don't know. I heard he did miracles too. I'm mixed up. Then they said, Then they said to the people, No, you don't know anything. But you must help us. You must condemn him. He's a very bad person. And he made up stories of him. You know what's terrible? Most people believed him. And began to get riled up. Have you ever seen that? I know you have. Have you ever seen where maybe someone was captured? And he's beaten. And nobody knows why. One's crying, no, what did he do? Another's crying, no, he did this or he did that. And nobody really knows why. What's happening? I've come there before. And I said to the people, what's happening? And everyone's saying something. Nobody really knows. And maybe he's being beaten. And you say, why was he beaten? And maybe him who's beaten him says, I don't know. I heard he was a robber. Did you see it? No, but I believe it. You see, in this scenario, Jesus Christ is brought.
Passion.
But I want to tell you something. Because in this scenario that I've pictured for you, I want to ask you a very serious question. And you have to answer for yourself, and I have to answer it too. What would you have done? Don't answer so quick. Don't be quick. Think about it. As I expound what's taking place here. Because I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ remains silent. And there is a mystery in that. It's a very deep mystery. And I've been sent here to help to explain it. But I want you to consider something. What would you have done? Who would you have been in that mass crowd? You remember we read a story from King Hezekiah. And many were upon the wall and they seen this massive army. And they were shaking. They were afraid. They didn't know what to do. What's going to happen? See, for you, Mama, fathers, what's going to happen in your life? Because maybe even this week, there were some people that you know, maybe in this village or in the village surrounding, that was brought to the grave. Maybe you're a friend. What's going to happen? And though you may think, you may believe in other ways, maybe spirits. It could be witchcraft. It could even be that there be some here today that say, I think it's going to be okay when I die. I think I will go in the grave and No, and I will never, nothing will ever happen to me anymore. I'll be finished. Maybe there's even some people here who have a little book. And you're writing down the things, all the things that you have done well in your life. And you hope that when we die, we can give the book to the Lord and say, Maybe you think that. But one thing is a fact. One thing is for sure. That without Jesus Christ in my heart, without one who remains silent in his trial, without knowing him, we're all terribly afraid.
Don't say the kind of man.
Terribly scared. And so were these people on the wall. And those the enemy was coming. And he said, a messenger said, was crying to all the people on the wall. Just give up. Just come down. We will not kill you. Give up.
They were
silent. Afraid. And they said, do you really think King Hezekiah can save you? You think the God of Hezekiah or the God of Israel can save you? Who is like our king? Nobody can go against our king. The king of Assyria, the enemy. And they were afraid. They kept their silence. Because the king commanded. The king says, you shall say nothing. But fear was in their heart. You see, the Lord Jesus is put in the middle of the people. And they testify against him. False witness against him. And as they bear false witness against him, he holds his peace. He's quiet. Why? Why is he so quiet? We would say, Lord Jesus, you're innocent. You're not guilty. Let me ask you, is the Lord Jesus guilty? Is he guilty? Lord,
said he was innocent.
Lord, defend yourself. Why are you so quiet? If he's innocent and not guilty, then he should defend himself. How strange. I think you and I would vehemently defend ourselves. But you know something else? There was all false witness against him. But he was alone. He was by himself. Maybe your best friend. Someone you care about very much. And he's brought into the village. And he's tormented. You know he's innocent. Would you defend him? Wouldn't you come with a group of men? And say, no, he's innocent. It's not true? I sure hope you would. If someone you love, someone you care about, is being falsely accused for something, would you defend? I hope so.
We just speak, we just try to give some comments of defending, but in a hidden way. In a hidden places, we cannot be open.
Sure, but I'm going to take one of your children.
Mother.
Amai. Whose mother is this? I'm going to take him here. And I'm going to start beating him. And I'm going to say he stole 1 million kwacha from me. Would you let me beat him? Wouldn't you defend your son? I think you would. I sure hope you would.
Other mothers are saying that he will beat two of us. My son and I, was the mother was so great.
Jesus Christ was beaten.
Yesu Kristu adabandidwa.
Are you going to save him?
Kuli mumtereza lero.
He's being falsely accused.
Akunamisidwa mwana mwesera chi.
Would you defend him? Where are the people who are going to defend him? Where are the people who are going to stand by his side? Because I have to tell you something. You sing songs. And you say, maybe with our mouth,
say,
Jesus Christ is my Savior. Jesus Christ is precious. He is a Savior. He is a King. He saved me. Maybe that is the testimony of your heart. But will you defend him? Because if he has saved you, your king is in danger. If they take him, they're going to take you. If he falls, you fall. And where are the disciples? Where is his mother? And the other woman? As he's being buffeted. They're all gone. But he keeps silent. As he's being accused. You know, all those people outside of the city of Jerusalem, they were making the Jews fearful. And scared. What should they do? But if they would give themselves up to the Assyrians, the Syrians promised them safety. The Syrians said, "We'll take you to another land." Where it's safe. We'll spare your life. And there was in these people a heart that
tottered.
Either King Hezekiah, through King Hezekiah, they would be spared or saved, or if they give themselves up They will go to another country, but be spared.
Amazifu saru wadi la zibera kwa mfumu Hezekia. Mungu wake muna zali kumusa. Kabila tu rongenga. Kabila muna zibera kwa haya. Wadi mungu zibera kwa. Kaya suti mungu wake. Kabila tika rongenga. Samazi.
But I want to tell you something that I hope you might take into your heart.
Wabali njima ndi uze. Nima nova jimene mujisungi. Mutima mahani.
It was a lie.
Kuti nina liboza.
It was not true.
Sizinari zona.
They wouldn't be taken to a land that had that and be spared.
Sizona kuti anthu akatengera ku dziko lina labwino kuti kwene kukanga pulumutsike.
But it's a lie.
Inali bodza.
But it was very tempting.
Koma zinali zinthu zovuta kwambiri kuti munthu apange chisambo.
That's the same thing.
Ndichimodzi modzi.
That lives in our heart.
Zimene zimachitika mmitima mwathu lero lino.
We believe a lie.
Tikakhulupirira kwambiri bodza.
Because as the gospel comes, it says that salvation is in Jesus Christ. Satan comes alongside. He says, don't believe that. I will give you peace. I will give you rest. And now I know you're asking, how? How is that? The devil uses means. And he promises your life is going to get better. He promises things will change in your life. You wanted that house? That new house? You will get it. You wanted to go a good job? To get more money? We'll get it. Things are going to get better. The gospel makes you poor. But we need to get out of poverty. And a mass wind of prosperity gospel comes. And tells you that it's not right how we live. And that if we give money, or if we change, do this or that, things are going to get better. Much better. Our lives are going to change. You will get a new husband. Because the first three husbands didn't work out. But life will get better. And what happens? We believe. We believe a lie. Ask the oldest person here. The oldest person. The oldest person will say, when I was 12 years old, I was going to be someone. I was going to get married to the best man in the village. He will be the richest. I will have the most expensive clothes on. As they got older, well, that didn't work out. Something went wrong. But now, I have someone else who's going to take over that role. I'm going to get rich. I'm going to get out of poverty. You see, this is how our life goes on and on. And we think that we need something bigger and better. Your life will change. But look, Look all around us. We continuously bring people to the grave. A new generation comes. The change that we seem to be promised is not coming. But do you know why? Because the change is heavenly. The change is in your heart. The change is not for earth. But now I want to go further. Because Jesus Christ was smitten. He was spit upon. He was blindfolded. He carried a crown of thorns. He had no house. He had no one to defend him. He was alone. Was there anyone so poverty stricken than him? The last thing he had on earth, they took from him. His coat. And they were going to split it amongst each other. But they cast lots and gave it, and one of them took it home. Is there anyone so poverty stricken than the great King of Kings? Answer for yourself. Do you see him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, there, poverty stricken? Poor and condemned. And yet innocent. And in that all, he remains silent. Answer for yourself. They say, why won't you defend yourself? Why is Jesus Christ not defending himself? Jesus Christ is innocent. And yet, there's a mystery in this. Yet, Jesus Christ is guilty. Jesus Christ is guilty. Jesus Christ is a mass murderer. Jesus Christ is a liar. Jesus Christ is an adulterer. A fornicator. Jesus Christ is a master theft. Jesus Christ is a God blasphemer. How is that? How can that be? We thought he was innocent. The Son of God. Pure. Divine. What is this mystery? Children, are you listening? Are you going to the part in Scripture what we're reading from? Are you listening? This is for you. Jesus Christ is guilty. That's why he's keeping silent. Did you ever hear such thing? He's silent. He keeps his mouth completely
silent.
And it is as if Jesus Christ sits there. And he has nothing to say. He has no way to defend himself. He is full, as it were, in of shame. Is that the Christ you know? I ask you again, but answer for yourself. Do you know this Christ? Do you know this Christ? Pay attention. Because you need to look into your heart. I ask you, do you know this Christ? Do you know this Christ?
Yes, I mean,
do you know him as guilty? Guilty! He's guilty!
Yes, I mean,
he's condemned!
Yeah,
spit upon him!
And
do you know this Christ? Maybe not being preached. But do you know this Christ in your heart? How is he guilty?
Yes, I mean,
Did he have so many wives? Did Jesus Christ sneak into homes at night? Into the woman's home? Was Jesus Christ a man?
Yes, I was a man.
Who snuck down the pathways in a village to go to a woman's home and play fornication, young boys, is Jesus Christ the one who gathered in the nighttime? And came up with a plan to break into someone's home or elsewhere to take things. Children, was Jesus Christ like a little boy or a girl who waits till mama is on the other is away? And they quickly take something? Is this Jesus Christ? I didn't know that. I didn't know he was so bad. I didn't know he was so sinful. I didn't know he did all of these things. I didn't know that the Lord Jesus Christ listened to this music, that devilish music.
Yes, and
where it was blaspheming God. I didn't know he listened to that. You know what I didn't know? I didn't know that at nighttime he went into the village bar with the other men and began to drink so much beer that he staggered home. And swore along the way. I didn't even know that this was the Lord Jesus. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know he was that is who the Lord Jesus is? That's why he's
saying.
It's like he's a green. It's like the Lord Jesus says, I have nothing to say. I'm quiet. I think we might as well all go home. Shouldn't we all go home? This is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. You're telling us about a Savior who is silent because he did so many bad things, terrible things. I thought he was a nice person.
If he ought to make a moment, somebody else, I'm a hobby.
Are you following me?
Monisa, did it?
I'm asking your heart now. For the Lord looks into your heart today. Give answer in your heart. Why is Jesus Christ silent? He's not the one who committed all of that. But what did he do? What is the mystery? He took the sins of sinners to himself. Are you following me? Because if you have been convicted by the Holy Spirit, or maybe you are now, you must know something. He's not the one who committed the crime. But he took the sins of sinners. Those who come to him even today in repentance and believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you come in true repentance, because the Holy Spirit will bless the gospel to your soul, and you come to him, he says, give them to me. And he draws you back to where he was silent. Are you being drawn back there now? Are you being drawn back there now? That means something. You remember this past week. And in this week, what have you said about someone else? You think for yourself. Remember you were talking about that person? Remember we said something evil about that person? Where were you last night? The night before? In this past week, who were you? Something you don't want to tell anyone here. And you say, I'm glad nobody saw me. But do you realize something? Jesus Christ is silent. He's completely silent. When sinners come, he takes the accusation as if it was you. Is this not a deep love? It's like Jesus Christ sat there in silence. Want me to tell you what it is? He sat there in silence. Because in Gabu. Why a woman would come in repentance. And he will spit upon
him.
And he says, don't spit on her. Don't spit on him. You deserve that crown of thorns on your head.
His
head bleed. And he said, give me that. Give it to me. I will take his guilt. I will take her curse upon me. Innocent, yet guilty. Have you experienced that? I want to shake you awake today. For the gospel comes to you. Not in a way of prosperity.
It
will not be okay. Those sins that you are hiding, nobody knows about. And you think, I can get away with it. Because God is good all the time. He closes his eyes when I do things bad. And he looks at me when I'm doing very good things. Yeah, maybe you think. Last night.
Watch out.
Yesterday.
Zulo.
Some things I hope he never saw. But today, I came and I put my money in here. And he's seen it. I'm a giving person. I go to church. I try my best. Jesus Christ is silent. Completely silent. Why? Because his people are hiding. And are guilty. Oh, just imagine for a moment. Just imagine for a moment that he would have said, that the Lord Jesus would have said, go call Peter. Bring him here. Go get John. Go get my mother. Get Martha and Mary. Get those few women in Gabu. They're guilty. I'm innocent. No. No, this is not Jesus Christ.
Yes, we thank you.
For the love of Jesus Christ for sinners goes deeper than our hate for Christ. I want to tell you this again. And I want you to take it with you. The love of Jesus Christ for sinners goes deeper than our hate for Christ. You say, our hate for Christ? Our hate for God? Yes. Yes, our hate for God. And our hate for Christ. And our hate for salvation. By grace alone. There's nothing you do. There's nothing you have to say. That is salvation through Jesus Christ. And you say, but I do hate. But I have to ask you something. You said to me, if I bring a child here and I beat him, you would probably beat him with me. Why? Because your child doesn't have a soul? You see, because maybe you say because he deserves it. Because he does bad things. But you forget that he's a product of you. Justified by our own good. Are you hearing me? For Gabu has to wake up. We have to wake up. Eternity is coming. Tomorrow, will Jesus Christ come back? Are you reconciled with the silent Christ? Have you come to him as you are a sinner before a silent Christ? Who says sinner? Come. Bury yourself
my
heart. I will pay for you. I will pay with my blood for you. And so Jesus Christ calls sinners to him.
And
so heaven is calling sinners in the world. He's not saying you need to do a little better. He's not saying, men, try hard not to go to the bars in the evening. And the women, the woman lusting that takes place in our villages, let's try to keep that at a minimum. No, he's saying, come to me.
Yes,
repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I tell you the truth in
Christ.
Because in the love of Christ, my soul yearns for your soul. My soul yearns for your soul, children. Christ yearns for you. Because Christ was silent for you. But sinners won't come. Sinners are yet bound in pride. Sinners are yet full of self-righteousness. A silent Christ?
Yes, okay.
One who is so impoverished. Who is outside on a hill. Hanging on a cross. Him? He will save me? No. No. I will do it a different way. And you go on tomorrow. And you go to the water well. And you begin to gossip amongst the
people.
You begin to tell each other how terrible the other one is. And what awful things he or she did. In an effort to make yourself look
bad.
Do you know where so and so went? I saw it. At night, he snuck into the house. Ah, she is such a fornicator. And another person, another one of the women said, she knows he has a good job, that's why. This is what's taking place. And I cry. Because I know tomorrow these things will take place again. But who amongst you will look in faith to a silent Christ? He's calling sinners to repentance today. I bring you in His name, in my Master's name, a gospel of forgiveness in a silent Christ. Oh, think about this. Consider this. They took a stick and hit him over the head. And the thorns pierced deeper. And his body cringed with pain. And as they hit him on the head, it was for your fornication. For our theft. For our idolatry. For our wicked heart. And he took the blow. And cringed.
kana gumba hula.
All we would think, Christ.
I'm gonna say yes.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings.
Yes, O Christ, mwana wa Mungu, mfumu wa mfumu.
It's enough.
Ndio kwanini?
Are you sure you're going to take these blows?
Inyo mugomereza kuti mukoza kulandira chitongozo kana kuwa kumene kupano?
For some men and women in Gabu.
Kuwa azimangwera ndi azimayi vena kwa Gabu.
You're going to take these blows to your head?
Mukoza na kuti zvinosisa ndi ndengandeka kwa kula kwa minyina me.
Consider the love of Christ. For he stayed silent. And he groaned in his spirit. And he said, I do this. I embrace the sins of a woman in Gabu. And I won't let it go. And I will take the curse upon me. They didn't understand. Why wouldn't he speak up? Because Peter was a little ways away. In the field. You know what Peter was doing? He was burying his head in the corn stalks. Because he denied his master. And he's crying great drops of tears. Do you know what that's like? Man, have you dropped tears from your eyes? Because the things you did in your life were the curse that Jesus Christ took. This is salvation. This is redemption. This is a gospel. A gospel of eternal joy. For friends, you can be set free today. Freedom in Christ alone. Because he kept his peace. Because he kept silent and took the curse upon him. This is salvation in Jesus Christ. Is this not an adorable and profoundly amazing rescue? For Satan, like all of those people around Jerusalem, Satan is saying, come. Don't believe that. Look at that despised man. Jesus Christ won't save you. He hasn't. Look at him, how despised and impoverished he is. Follow me. You followed me all your life. I will continue to promise to give you something. I will send some people from overseas, from Europe, and they will build you a new church. And they will give you maize. And lots of food. And travel on. We step on. Under the merciless power of Satan. Jesus Christ stays silent. And in his silence, draws people to him. Says, people, come unto me. And I will give you rest. I will give you soul rest. I will take your sins, your iniquity, upon me. Oh, for faith. For there's only one way to see a silent Christ. Today, while we hear His voice, harden not your heart, but see Jesus Christ as a silent Christ for your sins, for your wickedness, and repent. The gospel or the kingdom of God is at hand. For I tell you that there is a king in heaven, and I see him. I see him by faith. I don't need to see him with my own eyes. Do you see him? He is a king exalted upon his throne. Boys, for you too. He's upon his throne. Exalted. Do you see him? If you see the silent Christ, you will also witness a reigning Christ, a kingly Christ, a Christ on a throne.
Yes,
a Christ that wants to be a husband.
Yes,
for widows. Christ that wants to be a father for orphans.
Yes,
and today is calling sinners to him. Come unto me. Ye who are burdened and heavy laden. In the teaching today, Mr. Chikawanda said, if you put something on your son's head that's too heavy, can he carry it? Some of you said, maybe all of you. He's too lazy, he needs to do it. But we can't. Jesus Christ takes that burden. Jesus Christ does not come. If you lay your burden down, we human fathers, we might go to the child and say, get going! Come on! Not too lazy! But Jesus
Christ
takes the burden himself. And he takes the child, you too, into his bosom. And he cherishes his children. And he comforts his children. Do you know what he says? Son, daughter, it's too heavy for you. The curse is unbearable. It's too heavy for you. You can't do it. For no man can save himself. Even the rich man who
can't
couldn't do it. And he says, give it to me. I will take your burden of sin.
It's
too heavy for you. To the cross. And I will die the death. I will give my blood for you. And I will take you with me. I will take you to my bosom, where you may rest your weary head upon my breast. Oh, who here today? Who hears the sound of salvation? The sound of free sovereign grace. And who desires to lay their weary head upon the breast of Jesus Christ by faith? If you today come to him, to a silent Christ, to give your burden, to fall down before him, and you may rest your weary head upon his breast, I will tell you what you will hear. What will you hear?
What do you think you will hear?
What do you think you will hear? Thump, thump. The living heartbeat of Christ. Laboring so hard. I know because I speak to the older women here. How long have you labored for something on earth? Your hands are a witness of your labor. Your face and your whole body is testimony of hard, hard labor. And it's almost over. Take it to Christ. To a silent Christ. All this, the adorableness, the heavenly glory of a silent Christ. That they couldn't understand. He's not defending himself. And the mystery in heaven declared. He's silent for his bride. He's quiet because he has a bride who went a whoring. After other idols, and after other gods, and after other lovers, and he's buying back his bride. He's buying back his bride in silence, paying for the curse of his bride. And why? So his bride may walk free. And he takes the curse. Is this not a Christ? Is this not a glorious Christ? Is this not salvation? Is this not the gospel? And now I warn you, all the love of my heart, and you have not come to a silent Christ, you will not come to a risen Christ. But if you have heard his voice today, Christ says, with his own words, ye who are heavy laden and burdened, come unto me, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Amen.